downtown Greenville. The hotel has been providing signature services since 1884. The Boutique Hotel is renowned for its personal service and beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000.
Welcome into E-Town with you as always. I'm Max Gershon. Pleasure to have you with us this evening for game one of two between the Flyboys and the River Riders for the last time this season. The Greenville Flyboys have already clinched the number one seed in the playoffs. That game will be on Thursday. Make sure to get your tickets on flyboysbaseball.com. It's going to be a good one over there. For the first of possibly two, the Flyboys will play in the postseason as we're about set for first pitch. And leading things off, making his first at-bat as a Flyboy, is Nick Aizzi. And we're at the point of the year where you're going to see some different faces in the lineup and on the mound than what you're not used to this season, with different players going back to college and other players going home for the rest of the summer. So Nick Aizzi plays at Cleveland State Community College. And we'll lead things off for the Flyboys. On the mound for Elizabethton is Spencer Powell, 4-6 ERA. Righty versus lefty in Aizzi. Here's the first pitch. We're underway. Aizzi's behind the fastball at 88 for strike one. 27-16 are the Flyboys. Like I mentioned, already clinched the one seed. The 0-1 is another fastball. That's foul tipped into the catcher, Lobliner's glove. But no balls, two strikes. Elizabethton at 17-26 on the air. And the Flyboys are 5-0 against the River Riders this season as that misses up and away. One ball, two strikes. Michael Green behind the plate. And Santiago De La Garza in the field. One ball, two strikes to Nick Aizzi. And he's behind the fastball and down on strikes. There's one away. So here's Nick Arias with one down here in the top of the first inning. Nick Arias, what a game he had in the clincher and the win against Kingsport on Saturday. Grand slam that brought the game to one. Then he made an outstanding play in the next inning at shortstop, leaping up in the air as that is up high for ball one. Leads the league in hits with 51, does Nick Arias. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's down the middle for strike one. Nick Arias batting .333 on the year. Mr. Consistent at the plate for the Flyboys, the all-star. First home run was that grand slam, and that really propelled the Flyboys to their 15-7 win as he takes down low 2-1. Flyboys trailed 7-0 for half the game and finished on a 15-0 run from the bottom of the fifth inning on, winning 15-7 and clinching the West. Arias fouls this one. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch to Arias is lined into right field, and it is over the right fielder's head and one hops the wall. Arias is going to try to hustle to second. The throw is not in time, and Nick Arias with a hustle double with one away here in the top of the first inning. So Nick remains hot. That is hit number 52. Actually make that 53 on the year. 96 miles per hour off the bat of Nick Arias, and he is in a rhythm at the plate right now, and it's the right time as we're right at the end of the season, and the playoffs, I should say, are right around the corner. Brody Johnston, after the Arias double, Batting 296 on the air. First pitch to Brody is a fastball that catches the corner. Strike one. In the win against Kingsport, Brody was 1-for-4 with a 2-RBI triple late in that game. As he takes 47 RBIs on the year for Brody Johnson, leads the league. And this time last week, Brody was in the mix of a home run derby and an all-star game MVP. Oh, 1. Brody chops this one foul. One ball, two strikes. Arias at second. Foul comes set. Checks on Arias. Checks on him a second time, fires home, and Johnston right to the shortstop, who doesn't need to fully jump but gets on his tippy toes and makes the catch. That's Hall, and there's two down. So here's Rintaro Sasaki, and Rennie had a solo home run to push the lead to 9-7 in that game against Kingsport, and that was a bullet. That was sent over the right field wall. Sasaki, in his small sample size, is batting 350 with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. Sasaki takes the fastball at 89 miles per hour outside. It's been fun to watch Rennie in a Flyboys jersey these past couple weeks. Arias with a big lead, not running, and Rennie is behind the changeup at 84 miles per hour. It's 1-1. One-one, Sasaki behind the fastball at 90 miles per hour. It's one ball and two strikes to Rennie. Flyboys trying to get on the board early. This is only the second game the Flyboys have played here in E-Town this year. Won the first one 3-2. The second one got rained out and canceled. They were going to play it, but once the Flyboys have already clinched and Elizabethan's already been eliminated, there's no need, so we'll just play one tonight. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Sasaki takes as it skips up to the plate, blocked by Lobliner, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Arias with a big lead. Now he steps back as Powell steps off. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Arias doubled with one out. Then Johnston lined out. Arias jumping back and forth. Powell fires. Arias runs. Sasaki with a bullet to center field. That is back and off the top of the wall. Arias in to score. Sasaki to second. And it's 1-0 Flyboys. 107 off the bat of Rintaro Sasaki to dead center. And it hits off of the top of the wall. Sasaki continues to display his power in the Appy League here in the late stages of the season. It's an RBI double, his 7th RBI of the year, and a runner at second with 2 away for B.J. Pert. Pert waves and misses at a fastball. It's no balls, one strike. 107 miles per hour off the bat that just missed a home run. He just got a little more under that. That's going far and over the center field wall. Foul tip into the catcher's glove, and now it is no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes. Sasaki at second. The pitch to B.J. Pert misses up and away, and it's one ball, two strikes. That's the first double for Sasaki. He does have a triple off of the wall, and that was in Danville. The game after, he hit his 430-foot home run. Low and away, two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to B.J. Pert, in on his hands, and pulled a hair foul. Two-two, swing and a miss, and B.J. Pert is down on strikes. After the top of the first inning, it's 1-0, thanks to a Rintaro Sasaki one-run double.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Just what you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Thirsty Thursday, presented by Coors Light at Pioneer Park. Enjoy $3 20-ounce draft beer and $3 mason jar refills all game long. Gates open, as always, at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's $2 Tuesday at Pioneer Park. Enjoy $2 hot dogs, $2 popcorn, and $2 16-ounce select beer all game long. Back here in E-Town, it is 1-0 Flyboys here in the bottom of the first inning. Sam Raper is on the mound for the Flyboys. And defensively behind him, it is Arias at second, Iezzi in right, Sasaki at third tonight, B.J. Pert at short. Debut is Blaylock at first from Walter State Community College. Jordan Lewis in left. Avery Collins behind the plate and Micah Jordan in center field. First pitch, hit by pitch, and Carl is on first to lead off the inning. That's Caden Carl. One pitch and a base runner for the River Riders. Sam Raper has struggled this year. He has a 22 ERA. This is his first game started. Four innings pitched, seven hits, 10 runs, three hit by pitches now, four hit by pitches, six walks, four strikeouts. One ball, no strikes to Jackson Berry. Jackson Berry with a .263 batting average on the year. Raper comes set, checks the runner, fires home, and it will be low for ball one. Two balls, no strikes to Jackson Berry. These two teams played each other to start the year, and that kind of set the tone for both these two squads' season. The Flyboys sweeping the River Riders, and the River Riders obviously starting 0-2 and haven't really recovered. 17-26 are the River Riders, 27-16 are the Flyboys. Three balls and no strikes to Jackson Berry. Sam Raper's first pitch was a hit by pitch, and now three straight balls. Outside, ball four. Hit by pitch and a walk after a double, back-to-back doubles from Sasaki to Arias in the first inning gave the Flyboys the lead. First pitch misses high, and now it is six straight balls from Sam Raper to start the day. The 1-0 finds the zone. One ball, one strike. As this is Cole Torbett. 315 batting average on the air for Torbett. One one. Inside. And it's going to be a pitch clock violation regardless on Sam Raper, and it's 2-1. Called strike two, so Raper's found the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. In the air and out of play. Two-two, fouled away on a hanging curveball. It's still two balls, two strikes. Two-two, fouled away again. 2-1, nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Two-two. Hard on the ground and into right field, a base hit. Runner will be waved to the plate. The throw is cut off, and Elizabethton will tie the game in the bottom of the first inning with still nobody out and runners at the corners. So first and third, here's Jaden Lobliner. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Catches the corner. Nice fastball at 84 from Sam Raper, and it's 0-1. Oh, one outside. One ball, one strike. One is outside. Two balls and one strike now to Jaden Lobliner. Hit by pitch start of the inning, then a walk, single, first and third, nobody out. 1-1 is the score. Two-one. High in the air towards left field. Lewis will make the catch. The runner is tagging. The throw is cut off by Sasaki, and it's 2-1 E-Town. So two away, two in here in the bottom of the first inning. And here's Kevin Hall Jr. The first pitch from Sam Raper is a fastball at 84. That is in for strike one. Swing and a miss. Now no balls and two strikes. As Hall has been behind the 85-mile-per-hour fastball twice in this at-bat. One, two, upstairs again. Now it's two balls and two strikes. And now that misses upstairs. It's three balls and two strikes. Runner goes. Here's the pitch. And it misses outside. Ball four from 0-2 to a walk. Third walk of the inning from Sam Raper. It's first and second with one away. Here's Colin Sloan. One away, first and second. The pitch from Raper is a high strike one. No balls, one strike, one away, 2-1. E-Town in the lead in the bottom of the first inning as that curveball misses high. It's one ball, one strike. Jamaica. 1-1 in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. 25 pitches now in the first inning from Sam Raper. In the air, out of play. Two balls, two strikes. First and second, one away. Two-two. On the ground, towards short. Pert comes in. He goes to second, and it ends up in right field. So E-Town takes a 3-1 lead. And on the air by B.J. Pert, it's 3-1 with still one down here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch misses inside as Sloan will advance to second. One oh in the air, and Collins can't see it, and it landed right in front of us. No one on the infield saw it, and then it just landed 5 feet in front of the booth. So, one ball, one strike, one away. Here's the pitch from Raper, and it's lined right back to him up the middle. B.J. Pert, another chance, makes the play. A run will score. It's 4-1 E-Town, but two down in the bottom of the first inning. So here's James Woody. Runner at third and two away as Raper's trying to work out of this. First pitch. Strike one. Swing and a miss. Now it's no balls and two strikes. Four runs, one hit, and an error for your Elizabethton here in the bottom of the first inning after the Flyboys scored one in the top of the first. Snowballs, two strikes. Raper fires home. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Did he go? He did not. And it's 2-2. Long first inning for Sam Raper. Two balls, two strikes, 34 pitches. Here in the bottom of the first inning with E-Town up 4-1. 2-2 in the dirt. 3-2. Three, two is fouled away, and we'll do it again. Did it hit a light? Might have hit a light.
Here they say a light.
Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fouled away, and we'll do it again. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance, 38th pitch of the inning for Sam Raper. Ball four, and the inning will continue. That is walk number four of the first inning. Here's Nick Hockmeyer. Runners at the corners, two away. Raper picks off at first. Nothing doing. Another pickoff to first and nothing doing. Ball one. Nine pitches and 19 strikes in the first inning. One oh, 2-0. And the throw over to third is not in time. He tried to backpick him at third at Avery Collins. Sasaki was there with the tag, but did not get the call, and it's 2-0. In the dirt, three balls, no strikes, and Collins will throw to second, but no one's there. And the run will score, and the runner from first will move to third. That's James Woody. And it's 5-1, Elizabethton. Actually, that's 3-0, and the 3-0 pitch was low. It's ball four. So Elizabethton is going to bat around here in the first inning off Sam Raper. Five to one here in the bottom of the first inning. And it's been a slew of walks. Four walks and a hit by pitch. And two errors. First pitch to Carl, misses low. Carl was hit by pitch in the first pitch of the inning from Sam Raper. One L. Caught the inside corner. It's one ball and one strike now. Thank you. 1-1. High in the air into left field. B.J. Pert will be called off by Jordan Lewis, who makes the catch. And the side is retired. 5 runs for each out at the bottom of the first inning. It's 5-1, Elizabethton. It's $2 Tuesday at Pioneer Park. Enjoy $2 hot dogs, $2 popcorn, and $2 16-ounce select beer all game long. Gates open at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. The 2024 Greenville Flyboys baseball season is underway at Pioneer Park. Single game tickets for every game can be purchased online at flyboysbaseball.com. Skip the line and buy online at flyboysbaseball.com. Looking to bring a group of 10 or more to Pioneer Park this summer? Group tickets start at $6 per person. Perfect for your company outing, employee appreciation, client appreciation, church and youth outings, birthdays, and much more. Call 423-609-7400. That's 423-609-7400 to book your group outing today.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out.
Making his Flyboys debut to lead off the inning is Drew Blaylock. Walter State Community College playing first base tonight for the Flyboys. With Greenville chasing 4 here in the top of the second inning. Kyle Boddy warming up in the bullpen. First pitch inside to Drew Blaylock. Is listed as a two-way player. 1-0. Blaylock rips this one foul. 5 runs, 1 hit, 2 errors in the bottom of the first inning. Have the Flyboys down early. Did get one at the top on a Sasaki double off the wall. 1-1. Hanging curveball is poked into left field. It will be tracked down by the left fielder, Hockmeyer, and there's one down. Here's Jordan Lewis with one out here in the top of the second inning. Lewis batting .292 on the year. Didn't play on Saturday, but is back in the lineup tonight. Here's the first pitch to Lewis, and it's lined into right center field, a base hit. Lewis is on with a one-out single. One on, one out, and here is Avery Collins. Avery Collins had a busy day on Saturday night. He had a double down the line, and that was an interesting double because it hit the fair line, but no call was made for a solid 3 seconds by home plate umpire Matthew Coleman, and that made Avery Collins turn around to see what the call was before running to second for his double, as this has popped up into foul grounds and out of play. Avery also had the game-tying RBI with a bunt. Pick off to first. Nothing doing. Lewis started, then stopped. Ball misses in the dirt. It's 1 ball, 1 strike to Avery Collins.
Yeah.
Not running. Collins takes low. It's 2-1. Avery's average above 200 now. It's a 209 on the year. Swing and miss from Avery Collins. It's 2-2 to the Flyboys catcher. Pick off to first. Lewis is back safely. Two-two in the dirt. And it's 3-2 to Avery Collins. Lewis on first after his one-out single. Three balls, 2 strikes. Lewis runs. Collins swings, and it's fouled away. Three balls, 2 strikes. Lewis is not running, and Collins grounds this one to second, and the only play will be at first, and there's two down. So here's Micah Jordan now with a runner at second, and two away. Micah is swinging a hot bat of late, had an RBI on Saturday, and also in the 17-4, 24 hit, 7-inning game against Burlington. He had 5 hits. He went 5-for-5. First pitch to the Virginia Tech commit. Will be after Powell checks Jordan Lewis twice, and now time will be called. Right as Powell was ready to slide step home, Micah Jordan called time. Lewis is jumping back and forth at second base. Jordan takes outside. 1-0. Curveball floats into the top of the zone. 1-2. One-one. Hanging curveball, swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. One, two, Lewis runs in the dirt, and a good pitch to run on. Jordan Lewis will be at third now with a 2-2 count and two away for Micah Jordan. Mm-hmm. 2-2. Jordan takes low. Now it's 3-2. Easy waits on deck. Jordan fouls it back, and it's still 3-2. Payoff pitch. Jordan on the ground towards short. Ball to first, standing over. Flyboys leave Lewis at third. No runs, one hit, no errors. The end of the second inning in E-Town. It's 5-1 River Riders.
Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So, we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's Kids Club Sunday at Pioneer Park. All Kids Club members get a free ticket to the game, a 10% off merchandise card, and get to run the bases after the game. So come on down, bring the family. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. First pitch is at 5:30. Sign up for the Kids Club and get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to...
New pitcher on the mound for the Flyboys. It's Kyle Boddy, who replaces Sam Raper after one inning of work. First pitch from Boddy is under the glove of Sasaki and into left field. One pitch, runner on for the second straight inning for E-Town. Base hit for Jackson Berry. And here's Cole Torbett. Kyle Boddy has been good this season. And it's going to be a big arm come playoff time, whether he's out of the bullpen or getting a start. 2-0, 2.65 ERA, 12 walks, 35 strikeouts from Oklahoma State. 1-0 finds the zone. 1-1 to Cole Torbett. Swing and a miss on a curveball at 69 miles per hour. It's 1-2. One, two from Boddy. Is fouled away at 73 with another curveball. One, two. Outside, 2-2. Two-two. Misses outside. Now it's a full count, 3-2. Two-two. 3-2. Another curveball fouled away.
So Kingsport got a brand new pitcher. He showed up and the coach was like, yes, yeah, so like, you know, what's your game? Like, what kind of pitcher are you? He goes, oh, I just throw junk balls. And I'm like, oh, okay. The Kingsport pitcher named Treyway, bro.
Treyway. 3-2 is a pickoff, so we'll stay at 3-2.
Treyway's got to be so good, dude.
Treyway. Dude, if my name is Treyway during the 6-9 era.
3-2. Another curveball. This one catches the zone. Strike three. All soft stuff from Kyle Boddy, and he gets the first out of the inning. There's Jaden Lobliner. Boddy checks the runner. First pitch. Misses outside. So, 1-0. Inside, and Avery Collins has the ball slip out of his hands and go all the way into center field. It's two balls, no strikes, and a runner at second base. Two balls, no strikes. And Boddy will step off.
Get some pictures. Hey, get to work.
In the air, shallow center. Arias is back and makes the catch. Two down. First pitch misses outside to Kevin Hall Jr.
I guess is everyone just checked out?
They're all checked out. So I mean, like, look at his motion.
No. 80 miles per hour in for strike one. Ethan Davis is warming up in the Flyboys' pen. One ball, one strike. Boddy checks the runner, fires home. And it's a slow curveball in the dirt. Two, one. Skips past Collins. He can't find the ball. The runner will head to third. Three balls and one strike. Three-one. Caught the corner. Three balls and two strikes. A full count here with two away. Three-two from Boddy. In the dirt ball four, and it's a two-out walk. Runners at the corners. And here's Colin Sloan. First and third, two away. Boddy fires home, and it's inside for ball one. E-Town up 5-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. This is high in the air. It'll stay in play. And a diving effort as he ran over the ball is the first baseman, Blaylock, to make the catch, and the side is retired. After two, it's 5-1 E-Town. Back here in E-Town, as leading off is top of the lineup, it's Yezzy. And he is hit by pitch to start the inning. Now here's Nick Arias, who doubled and scored in the first inning. Five to one, E-Town ahead of the Flyboys. His first pitch will hit Nick Arias. Two hit by pitches to start the inning. It's first and second, nobody out. So now it's first and second with nobody out for Brody Johnson as the Flyboys trying to get back into this game. First pitch to Brody is down the middle for strike one. No balls, one strike. Arias at first after being plunked, and at second is Aizy after also being plunked here in the top of the third inning. Flyboys trailing by four. Here's the 0-1 to Brody Johnson, and he waves at a pitch that bounces in front of the plate. It's 0-2. O2 is fouled away towards the Flyboys dugout.
up my right behind a pitcher. Can you go check that if you don't mind? Dude, I'm sorry. I just saw one in the fucking room.
You're never going to see me again. I'm going to the clubhouse.
Can you get them all then if you're going inside?
Yeah, I was going to.
No balls, two strikes. 50th pitch here from Powell. And Johnston hits this one well, the left center field, but not well enough as the left fielder Hochmeyer makes the catch. And both, nope, it's just Aiziu tags and gets to third as the throw missed Hall Jr., the cutoff man. So runners at the corners with one away for Rintaro Sasaki, who doubled off of the wall in his first at-bat and scored a run. Has a chance for another RBI here in his second plate appearance of the day. Sasaki takes down low for ball one. Rennie started his season with the Flyboys, going 0-for-4 with four strikeouts in Burlington, and has since been on fire as his average is up to 381. Pick off to first. Arias is back safely. He has hit safely in six of his last seven. 1-0, Rennie takes inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Two out to Sasaki. Inside, three balls, no strikes. And it's a 3-0 late cut from Rintaro Sasaki, and it's 3-1. Sasaki, a guy that can make this a one-run game with one swing of the bat. Three balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Way outside, ball four. Sasaki will walk, and the bases are loaded for B.J. Pert. So the tying run steps up to the plate with one away in the top of the third inning and the bases loaded. And we will have a mound visit. Flyboy fans, the Greenville Flyboys are sponsored by Unbound Digital. Contact them today for a free consultation at unbounddigital.net or call 423-467-7777. Flyboys are also sponsored by Benchmark Physical Therapy. Looking for top-notch physical therapy? Look no further than Benchmark Physical Therapy. Call 423-638-1111 or visit Benchmark Physical Therapy's website for more information. 5-1 here in the top of the third inning. Elizabethton on top of the Flyboys after a five-run bottom of the first inning. Right after the Flyboys scored one on two doubles from Nick Arias and Rintaro Sasaki. One run, three hits, two errors for the Flyboys. Five runs, two hits, no errors for Elizabethton. It was a lot of walks in the first inning in what was the only inning of work for Sam Raper. So long mound visit ends, and B.J. Pert, who represents the tying run, steps up to the plate with one away. At third is Aiziu. At second is Nick Arias, and at first is Rintaro Sasaki. Pert's 0-for-1. Also had an error in the last inning, as here's the first pitch to him, and it misses inside, ball one, and a curveball at 73. One oh. Two balls, no strikes, as the fastball misses up and away. So Powell's worked himself into some trouble. And waiting on deck is Drew Blaylock. 2-0. 3-0. And Three balls, no strikes. Out of the windup, it's ball four. B.J. Pert will walk into score is Aizy, and it's 5-2. So here's Drew Blaylock, who's 0-for-1, hit one well to left field, but it stayed up for the left fielder, Hockmeyer. Bases loaded, 5-2. Here's the pitch to Drew Blaylock, and it's a curveball that catches the inside corner. No balls, one strike. Oh, 1. Blaylock hits this one well. Left field, back at the warning track, making the catch is Hockmeyer, and Drew Blaylock will get an RBI, but he was a couple feet shy of taking the lead for the Flyboys. Instead, it's a two-run E-Town lead, and there's two away. In the dirt, ball one. Here's Jordan Lewis, who singled in his first at-bat. Average above 300 to 306 now. So now it's an interesting game again, 5-3 after the five-run first, two back in the top of the third inning. Here's the pitch to Jordan Lewis, and it's hit hard and under Hall's glove into left field. Sasaki is waved home. The throw is all the way to the backstop. Sasaki will score. Everyone advances 90 more feet. To second is Lewis. To third is Pert. Sasaki will score, and it's 5-4. So now a three-run inning, and the tying run is 90 feet away in B.J. Pert. And here's Avery Collins, who's 0-for-1. Avery tied the game up after trailing 7-0 in the game against Kingsport. Now here's the first pitch to him here, and it misses up and away. One ball, no strike. Out of the windup, Collins turns on this one and sends it a mile foul. So Jordan Lewis, 2-for-2. And now stands on second base and represents the go-ahead run here in the top of the third inning. Avery Collins, 1-1, pitch from Powell. And it's a slow curveball that misses outside. Lobliner will stare B.J. Pert back to third. Two-one, on the ground towards first. It's a fair ball, and Collins is out to retire the side. The Flyboys get three back, and we've got a ball game again here in E-Town. 5-4, the River Riders ahead after the top of the third.
Here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Wade Fletcher is on the mound for the first time as a flyboy. In a one-run game now here in E-Town. He will face Cade Huff. First pitch inside at 84 for ball one. One-oh. Catches the top of the strike zone. It's one ball, one strike. So it seems one inning per pitcher here for the Flyboys is trying to save some arms and prepare for the big game on Thursday as that misses up and away. Two balls, one strike. Three runs in the top of the third inning for the Flyboys thanks to a Jordan Lewis RBI. Brought one home. So that's fouled away. And we saw an RBI from Blaylock, a sack fly, and then B.J. Pert. Two balls, two strikes, and Phillips will step off. Two-two, on the ground towards first, fouled away. Two-two, froze him on a curveball in the corner, and there's one down. So first batter in the Appy League Fletcher faces is a strikeout. And here's James Woody. Woody walked his first time. First pitch, he's showing bunt. He pops it up. Going to be a tough play. Fletcher bare hands it and throws to first as Sasaki was right in front of the ball, but Fletcher was the one who took charge, and it would have been a fantastic play, but no chance with Woody's speed. He's aboard with one away. Here's Hockmeyer, also walked his first time. Pitch from Fletcher as he falls off the mound. A complete tumble as it heads to the backstop. Woody will get to second, and now time will be called to check on him. He did almost a full somersault off the mound. And he looks to be all right and is ready for the next pitch. It's the second time he slipped coming off the mound, but this time he did a full tumble. One oh. Called strike one. One ball, one strike. Fletcher checks the runner, and Collins will throw all the way down to second. No chance. It's 2-1. Four runs, four hits, two errors for the Flyboys. Five runs, three hits, no errors for Elizabethton. All five came in the bottom of the first inning off Sam Raper. 2-1. Gets off of Collins' glove and goes to the backstop. Three balls, one strike. And it'll be a pass ball against Avery Collins. Three-one. Ball four up high, and it's a one-out walk. Runners at the corners with one down. And here's Caden Carl. Way up high on the first pitch to Carl on a curveball at 76. One ball, no strikes. So it's a race for second place now after the Flyboys clinch the one seed between Johnson City and Elizabethton. Another curveball misses high, and swiping second is Hochmeyer. 2-0, two in scoring position. And Jack Wilson's going to go have a chat. Jack Wilson will head back to the dugout. Aiden Carl's 0 for 1, batting 171 on the year. Misses high again with the curveball. And it's three balls, no strikes. Rio, ball four. So Fletcher's missed high on all four of those pitches, and he's thrown seven straight balls. Bases loaded, one away for Jackson Berry. First pitch on the ground towards short. Pert goes to second for one. Arias to first, double play, and the side is retired. So Fletcher works out of the bases loaded jam, and we're through three in E-Town. It's 5-4, River Riders.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
Fans, it's All You Can Eat Wednesday at Pioneer Park. Enjoy your all-you-can-eat cheeseburgers, hot dogs, potato salad, chips, popcorn, ice cream sandwiches, and Coke products for only an additional $12. Promotion ends 2 hours after the gates open. Gates open at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. That's flyboysbaseball.com.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
It's Greenville Flyboys baseball season, and what better way to enjoy the games at Pioneer Park than from your very own personal seats? Season tickets and mini plans are available now starting at only $75. Secure your seats today by stopping by our ticket office or calling 423-609-7400. Again, that's 423-609-7400.
Micah Jordan leads things off in the top of the fourth inning. Five to four here in the top of the fourth inning. Micah Jordan's 0 for 1. New pitcher on the mound. It is Elijah Carney. First pitch is fouled right back at 88 miles per hour. Flyboys got out of a bases loaded jam in the bottom of the third inning thanks to a 6-4-3 double play. Pert Arias. Then capped off by Blaylock over at first base. No balls, one strike. The pitch to Jordan is downstairs, 1-1. One misses inside. Two balls and one strike to Micah Jordan. Jordan into right center field, a base hit. And a leadoff single for Micah. So to the top of the lineup after the Jordan single. And Aizy is 0 for 1 and was hit by pitch in his last at-bat. Back pick to first, Jordan safe, and the pitch was called strike one. Oh, 1 misses down and in. One ball, one strike. Micah runs. This pitch is popped up. Jordan will stumble as he has to head back to first. And making the catch is Woody, for out number one. Here's Nick Arias, who was also hit by pitch in his last at-bat. He doubled his first time and scored. First pitch from Carney to Arias is a swing and a miss and a pump fake from Lobliner back to first as Jordan dives back safely without the throw. Oh, 1, runner goes, tapped up in front of the mound and tagging out Arias. Is the pitcher Carney, and there's two down. So Jordan's at second with two away. Oh, Cody Johnston with a chance to tie it up with what would be his 48th RBI of the year. Carney fires home. Brody takes ball one. Johnston to short, going to be a tough play, Hall to first, high throw, but in time, and the side is retired. Flyboys don't do anything with the leadoff Micah Jordan single. It's 5-4 after the top of the fourth inning.
Fans, it's Greenville Flyboys baseball season, and what better way to enjoy all the games at Pioneer Park than from your very own personal seats? Season tickets and mini plans are now available starting at only $75. Secure your seats today by stopping by our ticket office or calling 423-609-7400. That's 423-609-7400. It's Kids Club Sunday at Pioneer Park. All Kids Club members get a free ticket to the game, a 10% off merchandise card, and get to run the bases after the game. So come on down, bring the family. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. First pitch is at 5:30. Sign up for the Kids Club and get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. Looking to bring a group of 10 or more to Pioneer Park this summer? Group tickets start at $6 per person. Perfect for your company outing, employee appreciation, client appreciation, church and youth outings, birthdays, and much more. Call 423-609-7400. That's 423-609-7400 to book your group outing today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, it's 4-5. Fletcher still on the mound as his first pitch is swung on and missed. He got out of a bases loaded jam thanks to a double play to end the bottom of the third. Cole Torbett leading things off, batting .320 on the year. The 0-1 misses outside. One ball, one strike. One skips up, and it's 2-1.
Best backdrop in the league, chat.
Two one to Torbett. It hit something as it heads to the backstop. I guess it didn't hit Torbett. It's 3-1. Ball four, leadoff walk for Cole Torbett, and runner on with nobody out. Here's Jaden Lobliner, is 0-1. Pick off to first, nothing doing.
Dude, that's foul, bro. That's so foul.
Now he's getting on you.
First pitch to Lobliner, misses outside from Fletcher. One ball, no strikes.
Game.
in the air, hooking out of play. This one's going to stay on the field, though. And Nick Arias smartly will call off the first baseman in Blaylock and make the catch, and there's one down. One down, here's Paul Jr. Kevin Hall is, let's see here, as he takes strike one. Hall is 0 for, oh, he's walked twice and scored once. Oh, one. And it's one ball, one strike. Caught the top of the zone in a curveball. It's two balls, two strikes. Two-two, high curveball, now three balls and two strikes to Kevin Hall Jr. with a runner on, one away. One-run game here in the bottom of the fourth inning in E-Town. Ball four. First and second with one away. First pitch. This is high ball one to Colin Sloan, who's 0 for 2, batting 198 on the year. First and second, one away. This is hit high in the air, left center field, but Jordan at the wall just has enough room to make the play as the throw is to third, not in time. So two down. And here is Cade Huff. As Blaylock is pleading for Fletcher to check to see if he tagged at second base. He will not appeal, though, as he will fire home, and it is a ball. 1-0. Catches the top of the zone. One ball, one strike. One, one. Up high. Two balls, one strike. Two, one, way up high, and now it's three balls and one strike. Yep. 3-1. Ball four. Base is loaded with two away. On another walk. And Flyboy pitchers have now walked 10 batters in the first 3 2/3 innings. There's James Woody. First pitch misses outside to Woody, who's 1-for-1 with a bunt single and a walk. Swing and a miss. Behind the fastball, it's 1-1. On one, in on the hands of Woody, and it misses inside. 2-1. Fouled right back. And it's 2-2. With two away, Fletcher trying to work out of his second bases loaded jam in two innings of work.
Ballpark is in a neighborhood.
Two two. Swing and a miss. And for the second time in two innings, Wade Fletcher escapes a bases-loaded jam, and we head to the fifth, still 5-4, E-Town. Rintaro Sasaki leads off the Flyboys here in the top of the fifth inning, with the Flyboys down by one. And he's 1-for-1 with a walk and has scored once, and that was after the walk. He doubled home Arias in the first inning. One run in the first, three runs in the third for the Flyboys. All five for E-Town came in the bottom of the first inning, as it's still Carney on the mound, and Sasaki takes low for ball one. Rennie with a big hack, and it's fouled off on an elevated fastball at 88. His first home run in the active league is probably still flying.
Yeah, I heard a lot about it after a slow start.
One ball, one strike. Low for ball two. Two 2-1. Rennie fouls this one away. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Rennie. Downstairs, 3 balls, 2 strikes now to Sasaki. Three, two, fouled away. Pitch, Sasaki in the air, left center field, at the wall, it is gone. Rintaro Sasaki with his third of the year. This one to left center field. And this game is tied. Rennie goes opposite field this time. 106 off the bat and 387 feet of Sasaki power. And we're all squared away at 5 apiece. That is back-to-back games now with a home run for Rennie.
106 off the bat. 106 off the bat. 387.
So Rennie continues to show off his power as that misses up and inside to B.J. Pert for ball one. One oh, Pert into left center field, a base hit. That will roll up to the center fielder, and Pert will have to hold at first with a single. Oh, one on, nobody out after a home run from Sasaki. Here's Drew Blaylock, who was a couple yards short of a grand slam in his second at-bat. First pitch to Blaylock is fouled away. It's a sack fly on that deep pop out to left center field with the bases loaded. He also lined out in the first inning to left field. So he's hit the ball hard twice in his first two as a fly boy. Pert at first, nobody out, one run in on a Sasaki home run. First pitch, strike two. Second pitch, fouled off the first one. No balls, two strikes. O-2 froze him on a nice slur from Carney, and there's one away. One out, Jordan Lewis is 2 for 2. RBI his last at-bat, and he takes a hanging slur for strike one. O-1 in the dirt. 1 ball, 1 strike.
Yeah,
1-1. Lewis swings through a cutter at 87. One ball and two strikes. One-two. Just misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. And a long pause will force Jordan Lewis to take a time. And there's still a runner at first, one away. 5-5 game after a Sasaki home run. He has two RBIs here in the first five innings. 2-2 to Lewis. Fouls it away. On the ground and foul towards the Flyboys dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Lewis fouls it off again and stays alive. Pitch number 8 in the at-bat. Carney to Lewis. Fires home. Lewis fouls it away, and he'll see pitch number 9. So Rintaro Sasaki, it's his third home run of the year, now has 8 RBIs in just a short period of time since joining the Flyboys after starting his summer in the draft league. With the Trenton Thunder, he has been impressive, to say the least. Lewis swings through a sinker, and he's 2-for-3, and there's two down. Avery Collins now with two away and a runner at first base. Here's the pitch to Collins. He swings through a sinker that goes down below the zone. No balls, one strike. Oh-1. Collins takes away. One ball, one strike. So Avery Collins is 0-for-2. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Collins fouls it away. One, two to Collins. Is hit well, right field. That one is back, and it's gone. Avery Collins, his first home run of the year, is a two-run shot that gives the Flyboys the lead. So the second home run of the inning via Avery Collins. showing off his power, which you haven't seen much of this year. But he put that one over both walls in right field. 371 feet on a no-doubter from Avery Collins, and it's 7-5 Flyboys. And Jordan lines this one into left field with a base hit. Mike is on with two away. So Sasaki goes yard. And now Avery Collins goes yard in the same inning, and it's the second three-run inning for the Flyboys, who lead 7-5 after trailing 5-1 after the first inning. It's only 3:22 to right field here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark, and there's a bullpen short fence. And there's a deeper, taller fence in right field, and Collins cleared them both with 371 feet. So here's Nick Iese with a runner at first and two away. Jordan runs. He checks his swing. It rolls to second, and it'll be bobbled at second. Iese will be safe, and Jordan will head to third. So the air on Barry will keep the inning alive. It's runners at the corners for Nick Arias. He's 1-for-2 and has reached twice. First pitch. Down low from Carney.
You know, what do you think of this pink bat here?
Quite, it's interesting. It's all pink. Not just like pink on the barrel and it changes color. It is all pink.
1-0. Arias takes down low. Two balls, no strikes. Two balls, one strike. This is a sinker at 87 that catches the corner. Arias fouls this one away, and now it's two balls, two strikes to the hit leader in the Appy League, Nick Arias. Arias takes strike three called right on the corner. And the side is retired. But that's not before two home runs for the Flyboys via Rentaro Sasaki and Avery Collins have the Flyboys up 7-5 as we're midway through the fifth. Jake Kennedy is on the mound for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now pitching with a lead after a solo shot from Rennie and then a two-run homer for Avery Collins, his first of the year. Flyboys were trailing 5-1, now lead 7-5. First pitch from Jake Kennedy is inside, ball one. One-oh skips up to Avery Collins. It's two balls, no strikes. Kennedy's been a starter for most of the year. We'll see if he comes out of the bullpen in the playoff game or not. It's hard to tell who's going to start between Boddy, Kennedy, and Julius. I would guess Blake Julius is going to get the nod for game one. 2-1. 2-2 catches the corner. Jake Kennedy works very fast on the mound as he's already back on the rubber and ready to fire home. 2-2 from Kennedy. Outside, three balls, two strikes. Three, two. Line to right field, and that one is down off the wall. Going to second and safe at second is Hochmeyer. It is a leadoff double off Jake Kennedy. Here's Caden Carl, who's 0 for 1. First pitch from Kennedy, misses up and in. One oh. Down the middle on a slider. It's one ball, one strike. Jake Kennedy coming into the game with a 3.03 ERA on the year from Oklahoma State. One one in the air. And heading out of play, Sasaki is in the dugout. I don't think he realized that he was all the way into the Flyboys dugout, and the ball is out of play. It's 1-2. There's no steps or anything. It's straight turf to concrete in the dugout. Rennie's laughing over there at third. One ball, two strikes. And it's downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Just misses a hair inside. The count is full at 3-2. Three, two from Kennedy. Ball four. Double and a walk. Start Jake Kennedy's inning out of the bullpen, up by two. First and second, nobody out. And here's Jackson Berry.
I don't know if it's that good. I'm still working on it.
First pitch, showing bunt, gets it down, but it rolls foul. Nobody out, first and second. No balls, one strike. Corners are even. And now we're a couple steps in. And Kennedy will step off. Blaylock is farther ahead of first base than Sasaki is at third. A one, jam shot to second. Arias to Pert on to first, and double play. Big double play for Jay Kennedy. Runner gets to third, but there's two down. Here's Cole Torbett. Kennedy's first pitch, called strike one. Corbett's one for two tonight. Mo one, fouled off. No balls, two strikes. Oh, two. One ball, two strikes now. Kennedy set, kicks and fires the 1-2. Swing and a miss. And Jay Kennedy escapes the jam with a double play and a strikeout as we're through five now in E-Town. Flyboys up 7-5. St. Danielson is on the mound for the River Riders now. Flyboys up 7-5, and Brody Johnson will lead things off. Brody's 0-3. Danielson with a 1.69 ERA, the lefty. This is his fifth appearance of the year. First pitch, ball one. One oh, swing and a miss. One one. A slow changeup misses outside. Two balls, one strike to Brody Johnston. Two one. Brody thought about it. Did he go? He did not. And it's three balls, one strike. Three one, fouled away. Big swing from Brody, and the count is full. Brody chops this one to second. Barry to first, one away, and Brody is 0-4. So here's Rintaro Sasaki, who hit a solo home run an inning ago. One of two home runs in that inning to give the Flyboys the lead. Avery Collins then hit a two-run home run to give the Flyboys the lead. Sasaki's tied it up. Nobody on, one away, lefty versus lefty. Danielson to Sasaki. Here's the first pitch, and he takes low. He went opposite field with his home run. That's the first of his three that have gone oppo. What oh? Down the middle of the change, fastball at 85 for strike one. One one. Two balls, one strike to Sasaki. Two one. High ball three. Three one to Sasaki, inside ball four. Rennie will take his walk. He's aboard with one away for BJ Pert. First pitch misses low for ball one to B.J. Pert, who singled after Sasaki's home run and then scored on the Avery Collins two-run homer. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike.
You're fucking teaming, dude. You can put it on the board.
Sasaki thought about running, then stopped, and Pert fouls it straight back. One ball, two strikes now. One, two. Pert into center field. That is down a base hit. Sasaki will head to second and stay there. Two on, one away. For Drew Blaylock. Drew Blaylock lined out in his first at bat as a fly boy, then was a couple feet short of a grand slam. Ended up as a sack fly and an RBI, and then struck out looking his last time. So is 0 for 2. First pitch, inside, ball one. Drew Blaylock, Alter State Community College. One oh, and it's one ball, one strike. Sasaki runs, and it's fouled off by Blaylock. It's one ball, two strikes.
Attaboy, Kane.
One, two. Outside. Two balls, two strikes to Drew Blaylock. Still one away. Sasaki reached with a walk. Pert reached with the single. Two balls, two strikes. Flyboys up by two here in the top of the sixth inning. 2-2. Blaylock into left field. That ball is going to get down. A base hit. Sasaki will head to the plate and score. It is 8-5 on the RBI from Drew Blaylock. There's Jordan Lewis, who's 2-for-3 with one away. There's runners at first and second. First pitch to Lewis, misses inside. Lewis takes outside. One ball, or two balls and no strikes. Pick off to second, and Pert is out as he was frozen on the spin move from Danielson. There's out number two. Two out to Lewis in the air. And out of play. It's two balls, one strike.
Two balls and a strike, so left fielder
2-1 to Lewis. Fouled right back. It's 2-2. Lewis had an RBI in the three-run third inning. It's 2-for-3. Two balls, two strikes, two away, one run in. The pitch to Lewis. Curveball, actually a slider outside. Full count. So Blaylock will be in motion. Payoff pitch is fouled away. We'll do it again. So this is the second long at-bat from Jordan Lewis here tonight. Three, two. Lewis takes ball four, and it's first and second with two away. And here's Avery Collins, who had a two-run home run an inning ago to take the lead for the Flyboys. It was his first of the year. Cleared both walls in right field, 371 feet. He was batting in the left-handed batter's box. Now he will be in the right-handed batter's box, and will have a mound visit. The Greenville Flyboys are sponsored by Consumer Credit Union. Experience exceptional interest rates, personalized attention, and a range of services from traditional banking to online bill pay. Visit our main office at 3634 East Andrew Johnson Highway. We're here to make your financial journey smoother. Consumer Credit Union, where you can always come first. Two away, first and second. Avery Collins in his first home run of the year an inning ago, looking for more damage. Flyboys up by three. First pitch to him, skips up, and it's ball one. Switch hitting catcher hit his home run as a left-handed batter. He's now in the right-handed box with the lefty Danielson on the mound. One oh. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Two oh, Collins pops it up, heading towards first, and the side is retired. Flyboys get another on a Drew Blaylock RBI, his first as a Flyboy. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 8-5, Greenville. New pitcher for the Flyboys, it's Zach Illigan for the first time as a Flyboy from Rowan State Community College here in Tennessee. Jaden Lobliner is 0 for 2. First pitch, fastball at 82, misses for ball one. One 0 from Illigan, line to left field. Lewis is there, one away.
Now batting number 57, Kevin Hall, Jr.
Kevin Hall, Jr., still without an at-bat tonight. He's walked three times and scored once. One oh, fouled away. One one, way up and away. It's two balls, one strike. Three balls, one strike. To Hall, who's already walked three times. Three one, right at the knees as Hall flipped his bat away already, so he'll have to go get it. Three balls, two strikes now. Three, two. Yes, he did, and he's down on strikes. There's two away. So two down. Here's Colin Sloan. First pitch, ball low. That ball is off the end of the bat, center field. Jordan is there. 1-2-3 inning for Zach Illigan for his first appearance as a Flyboy. Head of the seventh inning, it's 8-5 Flyboys. Micah Jordan leads us off in the top of the seventh inning in E-Town. Flyboys up 8-5. Mike is 2-for-3 tonight. Still Danielson on the mound. Zane Danielson, and his first pitch misses outside, ball one. Inside, two balls, no strikes to Micah Jordan. Fouled off.
Do you have a favorite memory?
Two one to Jordan. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Foul tip in a low liner's glove. One away. Jordan down on strikes. He's 2-for-4. Here's Nick Aizy. Nick Aizy played at Cleveland State Community College last season and has been added to the roster. He was actually working on the grounds crew with the Flyboys. Oh for 3 in his first game. Here's the 0-1 to Aizy, and it is going to be called strike 2. Oh, 2. Thought about it, didn't go, and it's one ball, two strikes on a fastball high. Swing and a miss. So Aizy's 0-for-4. And there's two down. Nick Arias steps up. Doubled and scored in his first at bat. And is 1-for-3 on the day. First pitch in the dirt. One ball, no strikes to Nick Arias. Two balls, no strikes. That misses inside. Three balls, no strikes to Nick Arias. Flyboys up 8-5. 8 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Greenville. 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. And all 5 for Elizabethton came in the bottom of the first inning off Sam Raper. Ball 4. So Brody Johnston steps up with 2 away. Brody is 0-for-4 tonight. Arias at first, lefty on the mound, fires home to Johnston, who is fooled by a slider at the knees. No balls, one strike. Oh, 1, swing and a miss, and it's no balls, two strikes.
Sharp,
0-2. Johnston strikes out. He's 0 for 5. And the side is retired. Arias stranded on base. And stretch time in E-Town has us at 8-5. Flyboys on top. Zach Gilligan still on the mound for the Flyboys after his scoreless first inning. 1-2-3, and the first pitch to Cade Huff. This is outside. Three and oh as that heads to the backstop. Three balls, one strike to Cade Huff. Here's the pitch. Line to left field. Lewis was playing in, but he'll have to step back and let it drop in front of him. Leadoff single for Cade Huff. He's 1-for-3. Runner on with nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fifth hit of the game for Elizabethton. James Woody is 1-for-2 with a bunt single. First pitcher Milligan, outside. One oh, two balls, no strikes. And Avery Collins and Andy Collins will head to the mound to talk things over with Zach Gilligan. So Avery and his dad Andy head back to the... Two-oh. Inside, three balls, no strikes. 3-0 to Woody. Called strike one. Three-one in the air and out of play.
It's an art. Three balls and two strikes.
3-2. Outside ball four, first and second with nobody out. Single and a walk after a 1-2-3 sixth inning in his first of relief for Zach Illigan. So now the tying run steps up to the plate. Nick Hockmeyer is 1-for-1 tonight. A couple of walks. First pitch is a bunt attempt, and it's popped up. And who wants it? It's off the glove of Collins. He goes to first. He's safe, but they get the force out at second. It's a force out. He just called him safe, but it should have been an out because he's a force out. Santiago de la Garza didn't realize it was a force out as Pert didn't tag him because the runner was safe at first. So that is a force out. Now they'll change the call. So score it as a 2-3-6 for out number one. And Santiago de la Garza is laughing it off. That's about all you can do. First pitch, strike one, right on the corner. No balls, one strike, as that misses outside. One ball, one strike now to Nick Hockmeyer. One, one, fouled away. One ball, two strikes. Pick off to first, nothing doing. One, two, way up high. Two balls, two strikes. Two, two, downstairs. Three balls, two strikes. Three, two, ball four, bases loaded with one away. Bases loaded with one away. And a late swing from Jackson Berry on a sinker at 82. It's 0-1. Up high. And it's 1-1. Wade Fletcher got out of two bases loaded jams in his outing. Elizabethan scored all five of their runs in the bottom of the first inning. 1-1. Jam shot. And it lands foul in front of Avery Collins on the run. One, two. Ball two. Two, two. Ball three. Thirteen walks from the Flyboys pitching staff already. The 3-2 is lined into right center field. A base hit. That'll score one. It will score two. And it's a double for Jackson Berry. It's a one-run game. And that will do it for Zach Gilligan as Jack Wilson will make the signal towards the bullpen. We'll be back with a new pitcher. It's 8-7. Christian Bonilla is on the mound for the Flyboys. First pitch misses, ball one. One ball, one strike. Outside, two balls, one strike. But he has been good in his two outings. Sits upper 80s with his fastball. Two-one. Skips up. And off of Avery Collins is now three balls and one strike to Cole Torbett. Three, one. Called strike two. Three, two. Fouled away. Three, two. Swing and a miss. Bonilla comes in, gets a strikeout, and there's two down. Jaden Lobliner's 0 for 3. First pitch. This is up and in. Line foul. One, one, fouled away. One, two. Inside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Tying run at third, go ahead, run at second here in the bottom of the seventh inning. E-Town's already scored two. First run since the first, and it's 8-7. The Flyboys on top. Swing and a miss. Bonilla gets out of it with two strikeouts, and the Flyboys still have an 8-7 lead after the bottom of the seventh inning. Rintaro Sasaki is 2-for-2 with a home run and a double. First pitch, he lifts it up in the air. And it's foul. Oh, wonder any. Fouled off again. Oh, 2. Ball one outside to Sasaki. One, 2. Popped up and out of play. One, 2. Froze him on the slider. And there's one away. BJ Burt is 2-for-3. He singled after the Sasaki home run, and he takes strike one called. Eight runs, 11 hits, two errors for the Flyboys. Burt takes outside. Seven runs, six hits, one error for Elizabethton. One, 1-1. Pert hits this one well to center field, but right at the center fielder, Carl, and there's two away. Here's Drew Blaylock, who's hit the ball hard all three times. Actually, four times. Well, no, three. He struck out once. Sorry, he struck out once, but has hit the ball hard three times. Line out, deep pop out, sack fly. And then an RBI single. First pitch, Blaylock takes high. Bono, just outside. Two balls, no strikes. Two oh. Three balls, no strikes. Another one misses outside from Danielson, who's now thrown 57 pitches out of the bullpen. A 3-0 is going to be called strike one. Outside ball four. Blaylock's on with a two-out walk. And here's Jordan Lewis. The runner on and two away. Flyboys' lead is down to one here in the top of the eighth inning. Reminder, we'll be back in action tomorrow at 7 o'clock back at home, so make sure to tune in to our stream wherever you find it, if it's the MLB app or the Appy League website. 7 o'clock, at Pioneer Park. And then make sure to get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com for the playoff game on Thursday, as that pitch will miss inside for ball one. Called strike one, one ball, one strike. One. Lewis takes downstairs, and it's two balls, one strike. Inside, three balls, one strike to Jordan Lewis, who's 2-for-3 tonight, average of 314 from University of Santa Clara in Roseville, California. Three-one. In the zone with a 80-mile-per-hour fastball, it's 3-2. Blaylock will be in motion. Three-two misses inside. Two straight walks with two away from Danielson. First and second with two away. And here's Avery Collins, who had a two-run home run back in the fifth inning, his first of the year. And we will have a mound visit. Avery Collins swings and misses the first pitch with two on and two away.
You get some time here, though. Look it up, you know, work on some things.
Yeah, it's a great environment to slow the heart rate down a little bit and work on a few things without worrying so much about repercussions.
0-1 to Collins. Skips up. Heads to the backstop, and both runners will advance. Blaylock to third. Jordan Lewis to second. And there's two in scoring position for Avery Collins. One-one, up and away. Two balls, one strike. It's Avery Collins. Flyboys in need of some insurance runs. They want to get their 28th win of the year. And they're trying to go 6-0 as that misses outside against the River Riders this season. One to Avery Collins. Downstairs and outside. Ball four. Bases loaded for Micah Jordan. Two down. Blaylock at third. Lewis at second. Collins at first. Micah Jordan at the plate in the nine hole. First pitch to Micah is a wave and a miss. A slider below the knees. 0-1. Oh, 1 fouled away, and it's no balls, two strikes. Oh, 2 to Micah Jordan outside, 1-2. Mike is 2-for-4 tonight. E-Town crew's having some fun up here in the booth. Have a couple pitchers on their broadcast as Jordan swings and misses, and the side is retired. The Flyboys strand the bases loaded. It's still a one-run game as we head to the bottom of the eighth here at E-Town. Christian Bonilla still on the mound for a second inning of work. Got the last two out to keep the game a one-run Flyboys lead with two Ks out of the pen in the last inning. Kevin Hall's 0-for-1. Righty versus lefty. Bonilla out of the windup. Steps back, kicks, and fires. Swing and a miss. Oh, 1 catches the corner. No balls, two strikes. Oh, 2 outside. 1-2. One, two, just outside again. Now it's 2-2. Brady Frederick is getting loose in the Flyboys pen. 2-2. Lifted high in the air. Left field, Lewis near the wall, overran it, now steps into fair grounds and makes the catch for out number 1. Lewis was all the way in the wall, and there's not a lot of room between the foul line and the wall in left field, and he made contact with the wall before realizing he overran it, took a couple steps back to his left, and into fair grounds to make the play, one down. Colin Sloan is 0 for 4. Ground ball to third. Bonilla picks it up, fires to first, and a nice play from Christian Bonilla for out number two. He immediately sprinted off the mound, took the ball from Sasaki, and a nice play for out number two. Christian Bonilla showing that he might be a valuable arm for the playoff game on Thursday. Here's Cade Huff. Two down. It's from Bonilla. Fastball right at the knees at 90 miles per hour. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. Swings through the changeup at 82. One, two. In on his hands, and he's able to punch it foul into the river. One, two. Way upstairs on a slider and didn't break, and it's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Bonilla with five outs out of the bullpen in a row as we head to the ninth inning in E-Town. It's 8-7, Flyboys. Top of the ninth inning, and it's the top of the lineup due up for the Flyboys. 8-7 the score. Sam Raper got the start for the Flyboys and gave up five runs in the first inning. And then Kyle Boddy came in with a scoreless inning. Fletcher made his debut and had two scoreless innings. Jake Kennedy with a scoreless inning. Illigan gave up a run in his two innings of work. And then actually gave up two runs. And then Benia's come in and put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down out of the pen. Top of the ninth inning, Johnny Montgomery is on the mound for the River Riders. Flyboys trying to go 28-16 on the year and go for their sixth straight win if they can get the final three outs of this game against the River Riders this season. Again, we'll be back tomorrow against Elizabethton at Pioneer Park back home in Greenville. Aiese's up. First pitch to him. This is a swing and a miss. A one. Aiese takes it inside. One-one, up high. Two balls, one strike. Flyboys have already clinched the number one seed in the West. They've won the Western Division for the first time since 2021 when the Flyboys won it all. 2-1. Aiese's bat goes flying into the net. And it's 2-2. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Pitch to Aiese. Fouled off. Two-two as Montgomery falls off the mound and gets a called third strike. And a wild strikeout for out number one.
Was a strike. Was a strike.
Here's Nick Arias, who's 1-for-3. First pitch to him. On the ground, towards short. Hall comes in. Fields it cleanly, off balance to first, two away. So here's Brody Johnston with two away. Johnston's 0-for-5 tonight as he takes strike one of the knees. A one. Johnston takes strike two. Oh, 2-2. Ball one. Outside. Swing and a miss. Johnston's down on strikes. He's 0-for-6, and the side is retired. Bottom of the ninth inning. Flyboys three outs away from their 28th win of the year and 6th win over E-Town. Brady Frederick is on to close this one out for the Flyboys, up 8-7 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Leading things off for Elizabethton. First pitch from Brady Frederick, misses high. To James Woody, who is 1-for-2 with a bunt single. 1-0, misses outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Brady Frederick, 2-2-1 ERA on the year. Closed out the game against Kingsport on Saturday. 6 saves and 7 opportunities. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Way behind the fastball at 78. Rising, 2-1. Fouled off, and now it's 2-2. Two-two. That is a check swing foul. Not even a check swing. 1/4 of a swing there from James Woody. Just able to get some bat on ball. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. One run game at the bottom of the ninth inning. Frederick fires home, fouled away. James Woody making him earn it here in the first at bat of the ninth. The pitch, Woody fouls it away again. Two-two, fouled away again. Woody staying alive. Two-two, inside, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch number 10 will be a full count pitch. Start the bottom of the ninth inning. Frederick steps back, dips down, fires home, fouled away. We'll see 11. Three, two. Fouled off again, and we'll see 12. Three, two again. Into right field, and foul. Barely blooped it foul. And it stays 3-2, and he will see pitch number 13. Outfield shifted to the right. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. Woody wins the 13-pitch battle. Tying run on in the bottom of the ninth inning. Outstanding at bat by James Woody. Kicks off the bottom of the ninth inning for E-Town, who are trying to walk off into their first win in the sixth game against the Flyboys this year. Sasaki is playing far in as the first pitch misses high, ball one. One oh, showing bunt, pulling back, 2-0. Two oh. Finds the zone, does Brady Frederick. It's two balls, one strike. Two one. Now shows bunt, bunts it in the air and foul. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the lineup follows Hockmeyer, who's 1-for-2. Two two. The bat goes flying, and he swings and misses for out number one. So one away, and here's Caden Carl. Carl's 0-for-1 in a leadoff spot tonight, with a run scored and three walks. The River Riders have walked 14 times tonight as he fouls off the first pitch, along with seven hits and two errors from the Flyboys. So around somewhere around 24, 25 base runners. Seven runs to show for it for the River Riders. Five of the seven came in the bottom of the first inning. 0-1 downstairs. One ball, one strike. Sam Ray.